So back to those girls again, Mary and Martha. I will call our spirit man Mary and our soul Martha. Mary is always at rest, sitting at the feet of Jesus. She is constantly worshipping. You may find yourself with a worship song in your mind when you wake in the morning. That'll be her. Martha, on the other hand, is always having to do something, produce something, look back on the day and see what she's achieved. And if she hasn't done anything, she's upset with herself. Some of you already identify with Martha. We should be a mixture of the two, but one will certainly be in the ascendancy. All Mary and nothing gets done. All Martha and we leave our first love. And that was what Jesus had against Ephesus. He commended their works, but had against them that they had left their first love. Mary is untroubled. She is in the rest of Hebrews 4, the rest that we labour to enter into. The labour is the fight that we have against our old carnal self, our unregenerate mind. If you hadn't realised it yet, your soul doesn't give up its right to rule easily when it discovers there is another king and he starts asking for things. To help understanding here, your soul is your mind, your emotions and your will. And your will is completely without feeling. It goes wherever you direct. I will or I will not. Your spirit, on the other hand, is under the benevolent dictatorship of the Holy Spirit. That's where we're aiming to live from, our spirit man, so that we're always in alignment with him. There we live our lives in agreement with him and are in constant connection and communion with him as he desires. The Holy Spirit indwells us both to will and to do, and as a result, from time to time, we find a conflict of wills at work, his and ours. Derek Prince used to say, "The cross is where the will of God and my will cross." You know what's coming next. How's it working out for you?